Take two young children, preferably ones you've picked yourself. And after soaking them liberally for half an hour, stir vigorously, garnish with powder, and dress with pyjamas. Then bring swiftly to two steaming mugs of Cadbury's hot chocolate and allow to rest. Cadbury's. The best recipes are simple. Yorkshire Dales National Park is a special place. A place of natural beauty and diversity. A place of grandeur. A place of tranquility and solitude. A place to be refreshed and invigorated. And a place to enjoy the challenges of the hills. Yorkshire Dales National Park. The place to be. You know the jelly babies are talking to me. They're guiding my life, telling me which way to go, who to see, when to make my next move. All apart from the green one. He's been watching me all day. One of us is going to have to go. All gone. Persol Colour is the only detergent endorsed by these big high street names. Why? Because Persol Colour is specially formulated to wash out stains without bleaching out colours. That's why. You know, a BMW is like a beautiful woman. A beautiful body that needs to be handled just right. And little twiddly bits that you don't know what to do with. BMW, German engineering with curiously British humour. The Harvey's up to half price sale. Now with up to 15% off selected marked prices. Plus up to 4 years interest-free credit. Open till 8 p.m. Bank Holiday Monday. Harvey's, the furniture store. Every year, thousands of people die with no will and no apparent relatives. Tracking down their long-lost families is a job for the air hunters. On today's programme, the air hunters try to find relatives for a man who thought he had none by taking a wild shot in the dark. And the search is on to find relatives of a glamorous anti-apartheid activist who left over £250,000 and failed to leave a will. That's where the air hunters come in. And we'll have details of some of the hundreds of unclaimed estates. Could you be in line for a windfall? In the UK, what were once luxuries are quickly becoming everyday items, from our electrical gizmos to leather shoes. These gizmos are becoming increasingly disposable. But would we care more if we knew the human cost of making our luxuries? Over the next month, six young British consumers will travel to Asia and Africa to work alongside the people who make, mine, and sell our luxury goods.